Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, on Mondays at 5:35, we do Rick's Reading List. And on Rick's Reading List, we have an opportunity to go through, and I say we in terms of it's me, to pick with a book that I want to read and then to go through and review it for you and talk through it here about some of the things that we've learned and some of the things that we've talked about and some of the things that that I learned in it and just sort of my thoughts about it. You know that I like to read a lot of history. You know that I read all sorts of things. And I'm in the process of working on another one right now, but this is going to be a little bit backwards because what we're going to do today, even though I have started her book, I have not finished it. It will be my next book for next Monday on Rick's Reading List. But right now I want to talk to the author because this is going to be a fascinating conversation. Deborah Goodrich Royce joining us right now, the author of a book called Reef Road. Deborah, it is great to have you on KDKA. How are you?
I am fine, and I'm happy to be in Pittsburgh and talking to you.
Well, I know all those years on All My Children, which was not filmed here in Pittsburgh. I understand that. I mean, Chicago, Wrinkle in Time. I mean, you've done all sorts of amazing things for Miramax, and you've done all sorts of things with your husband in terms of restoring theaters and things like that. What is it in your background that says, you know what, let's add author to that list of things that I've done?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think it's not such a strange transition from acting to writing. And with my years at Miramax, of course, I was an editor of other people's writing. So there was a logical path going from one to the other.
Why do you write? What is it about that? Because reading somebody else's words doesn't necessarily give you the discipline to be able to put your thoughts down in paper. It's not just something that you sit down, there's a blank piece, and you start pushing the keys. There's more to it. So why do you write?
I think I write for the same reason we all communicate with our fellow human beings. You know, there's just that absolute thrill when you say something in such a way that another person understands and has gone through something the same or similar, and you just connect. And then particularly with this book, Reef Road, as you may know, it sounds like you haven't read it yet, but it is a Pittsburgh story. My mother's best friend was murdered here in Pittsburgh in 1948, and it's really haunted us, my mother and me, all these years, and it was time to dig into that.
I'm about 100 pages into it right now, and it ping-pongs back and forth between the story of this young girl, Noelle, who was your mother's dearest friend, I think, growing up in the Brushton Homewood section of town. And it goes back and forth between a woman named Linda and the disappearance of her children and her husband and what's going on for them in Florida as well. How did you come up with the notion? Because it seems to be, at least in the early going, two very dissimilar stories. And yet I'm starting to see some threads. Where did the idea come from?
Well, when the pandemic shut us down wherever we were, I happened to be in Florida. So I sat down and I thought I would finally research this real murder, which happened on December the 10th, 1948, as you mentioned, in Homewood, Brushton. It is a cold case. It's still an unsolved crime. And lo and behold, there was just a treasure trove of material on the internet. You know, all that stuff's been uploaded. I got the coroner's report from the University of Pittsburgh. They have the archives of all that. Spoke to the Pittsburgh police. They would not, because it's a cold case, they would not talk about it. Mm-hmm. But I did not want to write it as nonfiction. The real murder victim's name is not Noelle. It's very knowable. Anybody who wants to do a little trip into Google, they can find it. But I really didn't want to get into the business of saying what I thought happened in this real family. I wanted to explore the idea of generational trauma and conferred trauma. I think we are affected by extreme acts of violence that didn't necessarily happen to us. And the fact that I was sitting in Palm Beach at that time, I also wanted a page-turning thriller. So the two storylines evolved.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did you feel that trauma through your mother growing up, meaning your mother losing a dear friend and, you know, not being with her friend on that night and perhaps could have been if the movie would have been at a different time or what? Do you see what I'm saying? I mean, did you live that? Did you feel that through your mom?
Absolutely. I did. And I think when I was younger, I thought it was unique to us. And as I grew up, I realized this is a common syndrome. And you think about someone like Dominic Dunn, whose daughter was murdered. You know, he completely changed his life, started reporting on some of our most sensational murder trials. You think of O.J. Simpson and Michael Skakel. It turned his life around, the murder of his daughter. You think about Michelle McNamara, who wrote I'll Be Gone in the Dark, which became the HBO series. There was a girl murdered in her Illinois town. I think it affects us. And I didn't really understand how much of a to use the modern terminology, how much of a thing it is. But it is really a thing that we are affected by these extreme acts of violence.
The woman that you hear on the phone is Deborah Goodrich-Royce. She is an author of Reef Road. You may remember her from her time on All My Children, but she's also done a tremendous amount of work as a story editor and doing a lot of things for the arts. But now this book that she has written has been receiving some really remarkable reviews. I want to read you the one from my friend Brian Cuban, who's been on this program a number of times. He wrote The Ambulance Chaser. He and his family are from Mount Lebanon, so he understands the Pittsburgh side of things, and that was part of his book. In it, Brian says, Reef Road careens from decades-old unsolved murder in Pittsburgh to a grisly discovery washed up on the shore of a breezy ocean town in Palm Beach. With expert touch and nuance, Deborah Goodrich-Royce weaves the lives of a novelist searching for the truth, a bored housewife, and the menacing figure of a man of two through the claustrophobic early days of the COVID pandemic. The result is an asteroid-like collision of deceit, guilt, greed, and an unexpected, stunning climax that will stay with you long after you finish reading. A page-turning, incredible read. What is it like for you to read the words of other authors about your work?
Well, you know what? You pinch yourself. That is exactly what you do. And I think having had some fame and success as an actress at a much younger age, I feel like having this success now, I am more able to sit very quietly and try very hard to absorb and pay attention and just appreciate it because there's no guarantee it will last.
Reef Road is the name of the book, and again, it next Monday is the book that I will have finished by then and will be reviewing for everybody on the air. Deborah, I very much appreciate you being here. I also appreciate the fact that you're looking into some things that obviously caused great pain for families and for individuals here in Pittsburgh back in 1948. And if this sheds some light onto that, and who knows, maybe ultimately something will come of it, then that's all the better as well. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. And I'll be at Penguin Books tomorrow. So thanks a lot.
Which location?
Sewickley.
You're going to be in Sewickley. Okay. What time?
7 p.m., I think.
7
p.m. at Penguin.
I may just drop by and get your autograph.
I would like that. Thank
Deborah, thank you so much for being here. I sure appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yep.
Bye.
Great stuff. As, again, the author of the book called Reef Road, joining us here, Deborah Goodrich-Royce on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.